Joining us now, as she does every Wednesday at this time, is Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing awesome. And I have two great people that are sitting beside me, and I'm so excited that I'll be able to turn the mic over to them here soon. So we have Jenny Roney, Executive Director of the NDDC, and Brett Reese. And Brett, I'm not sure what role you play. You're on the NDDC board, but are you also the chair?
No, I'm chair of the Board Recruitment Committee.
Okay, yeah. Fantastic. So just to have, as you all know, and I love the tagline, and I used it recently when I was over at Lake Bilsby for a neighborhood association there, great downtowns don't just happen, right? And so it's part of the City Council's strategic plan just in increasing the square footage of the business or the opportunities for businesses to expand in our downtown, the care of the downtown. And so I think that there's always going to be some sort of emphasis on the downtown, and the Northfield Downtown Development Corporation really is that arm of the city that's working in collaboration with the chamber, with the EDA, with the council to ensure that our downtown remains vibrant, healthy, and we're moving forward. So I'm just excited to have both Jenny and Brett in here to talk about the work that they're doing, because it really is very important to the overall health and well-being of our community.
And we should clarify, those not familiar with the NDDC, Northfield Downtown Development Commission? Corporation?
Corporation.
Yes, I was part of the board for a number of years.
Yes, you were. It started in the year 2000, and I had the honor and pleasure of help founding that with three other people, Keith Covey, Jim Browker, Bardwell Smith, in the year 2000. So we've been in existence. This is our, 18th, 19th year going forward here.
Oh, right.
The mayor shares, we want to keep a strong, vibrant, active downtown, and they just don't happen. It takes focus and commitment, strategy, planning, and execution in order to keep it that way.
And the NDDC, really, they have a lot. It's a kind of a wide umbrella, but what we're going to focus on today is you partner with the city. The city has a contract with the NDDC, and we're going to talk about that today. Let's first of all talk about what is the contract with the NDDC with the city.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. What we do is we provide services to the city of Northfield. So we're kind of the boots on the ground for them in a lot of their initiatives, coming alongside and interacting, getting feedback, providing that feedback back to the city. And then in return, we do receive a fee for those services that we provide. So one of the things in our current contract was to implement the Minnesota Main Street program, for example. So this is a program run by the Preservation Alliance of Minnesota, and we applied, very lengthy application, and were accepted into the program. And so now I will continue collaborating with other Main Street directors from around the state, learning from what they're doing. We will get access to some grant funding next year from the Preservation Alliance of Minnesota that we can use toward downtown initiatives. So
the, I guess the nature of the organization, the Main Street organization, that is preserving maybe the cultural heritage of downtown. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, it's basically what the NDDC was founded on, the four pillars of the Main Street program. So they look at economic development, they look at promoting your downtown, they look at historic preservation. So they're doing exactly the same thing we're doing, just all over the state.
All right. Let's move things over to Brett here and talk about you're chair of the recruitment committee. Tell us what the recruitment committee is and does.
Okay. So it started out of coming out of some of our stores were closing here downtown. It's particularly three strong important retail ones: Swag 2, Tag 2, Swag, and Anna's Closet, retail. And that was, we want to keep it strong, vibrant. Retail is important, for our locals, for tourists, for visitors coming down, students. We want to keep it relevant, And so we thought, let's be proactive. Let's form a committee and go out and identify some businesses maybe outside of Northfield that possibly would be interested in coming to Northfield, or people in Northfield interested in starting businesses and such, or stepping into these businesses and keeping a balance between retail and service and office.
Now, where do you find these businesses? Are there it sounds like an easy thing to do, but you got to find them. It's maybe easier said than done.
Yeah, so we formed a committee. We had a couple, and we formed a committee. We have a great board, a great committee of about 10 people actively working on this, different initiatives. But one of them was to go out, and we had a couple interns to identify some businesses in like a 50-mile radius, like Cannon Falls, Stillwater, the cities, Excelsior, Wayzata, types of businesses that might be that are successful and that might be interested in coming into our community. So we put together a list, and Jenny has put together a really nice promotional marketing package that she'll be sending out to these businesses, and then following up with contacting them, inviting them to come to Northfield, experience Northfield, see the opportunity, and hopefully pique their interest.
Yeah, I would think that Northfield really does have a lot to offer. If you look at some of the small towns in the downtown areas, not many can compete with us.
It's true, Jeff. When I went to a Main Street conference, people said, Northfield, why are you here? They don't understand. And really, it's true. We don't have many vacancies, and so the ones that we did have are already filling right now. So part of our idea with this committee is to form a waiting list of businesses so that when we do get that occasional vacancy, we can go right to that retailer and say, here's your chance.
Have you had some success so far then? You've got some people waiting for those spots or in line for those spots?
We feel like we've filled 90% of what we have available right now.
Wow. Yeah, and Northfield doesn't have a whole lot available to begin with.
Exactly.
The downtown square footage that's available is pretty minimal. I think something like 2% as
yes.
of like last year.
Yeah, it used to be, I think, even like less than 1%. So compared to a lot of communities, we're doing really well, and Northfield's a place that people want to do business.
All right. Once again, we're talking with folks from the NDDC. We're talking to Jenny Roney, who is the executive director of the NDDC. Jenny, what are the other aspects of the city's contract with the NDDC that we can talk about?
Well, some of the things that we do that make us different from the chamber or other organizations is we deal with some of those infrastructure issues, like the historic Northfield banners that have been up on the lampposts downtown.
Mm-hmm.
That was something that we did, and it's time to replace those. They're about 12 years old. So we are working on, with the city, coming up with some new designs for those and ordering new banners that you will see probably early 2019 up in downtown.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a city initiative for a garbage enclosure project. In the parking lot at 5th Street behind Hogan Brothers, that area. And so the city is going to be working on building an enclosure to make it a little more aesthetically pleasing for those dumpsters. And then we will help kind of run that dumpster situation there as a co-op between the businesses who use it.
Oh, good. I think that's a great idea because there's dumpsters right out there in the lot. And you know what? I think a lot of people use those dumpsters that aren't supposed to.
Exactly.
It gets used quite a bit. Once again, folks with the NDDC are with us. Brett, you have been involved in this for a long time, 18 years for the most part, probably on and off. I think I was trying to recall if you were on the board when I was on the board.
You know, we crossed paths, Jeff.
Yeah.
I think I came off, you're coming on, you're coming off, I came back on.
We handed the baton to,
right.
to each other.
Yeah.
What are some of the other things that you have been or will be working on with the NDDC?
Another initiative we have going is the parking, you know, downtown parking. You know, it seems parking always has been an issue here in Northfield. Some people think it's not a problem. Others think it's a major problem. So we have a parking committee, and that's led by Dave Neuger. And we're working on going to be having a parking study done, a parking study done just to see what is the issue, how large is it, what are some of the options that we can do to address parking, especially this side of town towards you. It seems like there's a vibrant library now, and not now, but it's always been vibrant, but remodeling that they've done and such.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like there's a lot of activity on this end of town now, so we're looking at different ways to potentially bring additional parking and different options and that type of stuff. Scott Neal came down. He was the former city administrator here in Northfield. I think, did you know Scott?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
And he went on to Eden Prairie, and now he's a city administrator at Edina. And he came down and spoke to us and gave us some tips and different things. He leads with parking in Edina. You got to have good parking, strong parking, in order to make sure to attract retailers and customers and that type of thing to their downtown in Edina.
All right. Well, that's I like that thought. I don't know if that's always been the thought in Northfield here or not. We've lost a lot more parking spaces than we have gained. But when will that study, is that already done? Is it in the works right now? And
it's in progress.
Okay.
We're retaining Carlton is assisting with us on the study. Some students there, and once they're back in school, they'll be doing a study at different times of the day, different times of the week, in terms of how full parking is here on Division Street and in the parking lots, etc.
All right. All right. It'll be interesting to see what they come up with.
Yeah.
What else? Anything else with the NDDC?
That hits most of the points. Mm-hmm. The only other thing I can think of is we've really increased our collaboration with the Chamber and the CVB and the NEC. It's been great to be all in one space right off Bridge Square, so we know what each other's doing. We can support each other's events. We even share signs for our events that we all use.
You know, everybody's talked about that, putting all those entities, those organizations in one place, because they do need to work hand in hand, and they haven't always been. The communication between them just logistically has not been as easy as it is now.
Exactly.
Are you seeing the benefits? I mean, you've been with the program without having that central location. Are you seeing the benefits now?
Yeah, it was lonely in my old office. I like having coworkers. It's great. You know, people walk in off the street and they have a question and we can just direct them to the right person all within about 50 feet of each other. So it's really nice.
It's great to have it, the chamber back on Bridge Square downtown, and the collaboration between the chamber, NDDC, the CVB, the NEC. They're all housed under the same roof now. It's just wonderful to have them back on Bridge Square, the heart of the downtown. It's just great to see that collaboration and partnering between the groups. And we're very pleased to have Jenny as our executive director. She's really added to our organization. And she's one of the other things you've done is the different events that you've got going with the Arts Crawl and the Taste in Orphan and other things. Maybe you want to share just a word about those.
Yeah, well, in line with the city's strategic plan, one of the items is to enhance tourism and really build on our reputation as an arts and culture location, destination. So First Friday Art Nights is something that we started in June, and you guys participated last month with your 50th celebration here at KYMN.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. That went really well.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And we just love seeing all ages, all types of people here doing art, seeing art, and just being a part of the community.
All right. And now that the First Friday Arts, that's not in September. You're taking September off. Defeat Days, of course.
Defeat and Jesse James Days. Yeah,
but
there is
every other month.
The Riverfront Fine Arts Festival will be going on during DJJD, so that will take the place of us, and then we'll be back in October.
All right. So this is a program that's not just a summertime program. It's not just seasonal. It'll go on throughout the course of the year. Wonderful. Mayor, would you like to add anything to that?
No, just that I'm just super excited about the collaboration. I think people are really working well together. There's a lot of good things happening in our community. And as you were talking about taking that first Friday off for DJJD, I think sometimes we just take for granted those reenactments. But they are a work of art, right? And so I don't know if those guys on those horses would call themselves artists, but I would say they are. And they
do performing arts, sure.
They are performing arts. I don't know if any of them have done that before. Maybe some of them have, but they do such a fantastic job of making that real. Yeah. And every year they do it so consistently. It's just a fantastic way to celebrate our community. And there's just great things happening. I'm just really appreciative of all the different partnerships, the vibrancy of our community. But that doesn't mean that we rest or take it for granted. We've got to keep moving forward and continue to improve and look for ways, right, that we need to improve and be open to different ideas, because Northfield has a lot to offer. And I think there's always ways that we can be doing better.
All right. Well, we want to thank you all for coming in today. We certainly appreciate you stopping by and chatting with us. And we'll keep in touch. And Mayor, we'll see you next week.
Thank you,
Jeff.
Great. Appreciate it.
That is Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell, along with Jenny Rohde, the executive director of the NDDC, and one of the board members on the NDDC, Brett Reese.